systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to Jeff Hall. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Of course it is. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 276, the Wednesday night show. This is my Friday. I don't have to work tomorrow or the next day.
Me either.
Or the day after that. Or the day after that.
Oh shit, well no, I gotta close on Saturday.
That's right, you do. God, that's fantastic. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, the Jam Hole Free Comedy Podcast. In all its glory, all of its honor and valor, and the kitty sleeping behind me.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend about to fall asleep to the left. Oh, there's time number one. Keep track, guys. Who wants to know why she's puking now? Apparently, if you read the bottle of certain medications, they would say, do not take on an empty stomach. Perhaps that is why she's puking right now. Why would you do that? Hey, I know we're about to do a talk show for like an hour, hour and a half, but I have to take these pills. And I'm not going to eat anything, so I might be a little fucked up. I'm gonna go throw up now. What a fucking idiot. My girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen. Big round of applause. Yeah! Woo! Oh my Christ. So, how are you doing, Danny?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
I'm alright. So, I gotta say, after the Monday night show, holy fucking crap. Oh, that was disgusting! I heard that. Did you guys hear that? I heard that, and that was awful. That was disgusting. Fucking Christ. So, after the Monday show, we had a pretty decent sesh in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. I gotta say, though, I'm still not totally healed yet. So, afterwards, my dick was pretty sore. Pretty fucking sore. Kind of. To the point where I was like, maybe I should have waited, maybe. Oh, how you doing? Oh, wow. Yeah, Burger says, just the tip. It was just the tip and then a little bit on the side there because, you know, there's no more stitches in there, so that's good. It's healing pretty good. It's all coming together quite nicely. I wish it would hurry and finish coming together, but, yeah. You know, it's all right.
You and me both.
How are you?
I'm great.
There's my co-host.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm good now.
Are you sure?
What it was is that damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich I ate.
I don't think that's what it was. I don't think that's what it was.
Well, I ate that to make up for it. And
what did you take?
A Percocet.
Just one?
Just one.
Fuck.
I haven't had anything
in a
long time.
The equivalent of a two-beer queer over here when it comes to pills.
Well, yeah,
pussy.
At least...
You're a pussy.
Dude, at least it's a cheap high, unlike you.
Yeah, cheap high.
No, it was a Percocet 10, and I haven't had anything in quite a while, so...
Okay, good.
I didn't really think about it.
So, obviously, do you remember how awesome you felt after you were done taking the medication your doctor gave you for the surgery? Remember how awesome that was?
It's just one.
Keep
it
up.
It's not like I'm going to go eat a bunch of them.
Burger says, what a waste. I know, right? I'm going to take all these pills... Oh, I'm going to go throw up now.
No, it's still in my system. I just threw up the sandwich. That's
oh, all. Okay. Just the sandwich.
Yeah, I know. I'm cool.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way,
ask
I
me
hate
why.
Puking up fucking peanut butter so bad because it comes up just the way it went in.
Well, yeah.
That was that big chunk you probably heard.
Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't get splashed in the face. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Man. Burger says, be a true addict. Fish it out of the toilet.
No, it's already gone, remember, dude. It's gone.
Do you remember that movie? It was so disgusting.
What?
Trainspotting?
Never saw it.
You never saw? Oh, my no. God. Well, I'll have to legally purchase that so we can watch it. It's,
no, I just...
There's a scene in there where the guy, he, like, has the suppositories up his ass, and I think that the heroin also up his ass, and he has to take a dump, and he takes a dump in, a like, an outhouse thing, I think. It was an outhouse, I'm pretty sure.
That's disgusting.
And realizes that, holy shit, along with my poo, there went my heroin. Proceeds to go into the outhouse, like the toilet, like into the reservoir.
In like a porta potty thing?
Into it. Like in it. And gets it. He gets it and he comes back out and it's like all glorious and like, oh! It's
That's
so
disgusting,
like
dude.
Shit all over him.
I would never stoop that low.
Yeah, you say that now.
No, but
I'm glad this is recorded, so when you do stoop that low, I'll be like, hey, remember this? Play. I would never stoop that low. Hold
disgusting.
On.
No, what I did is I took that Percocet like an hour ago, and it
on your doctor's
just,
orders, of course, right?
Right. And I took that like an hour ago, and it's already in my system and shit. I just got a little too buzzed and had that peanut butter and jelly in my stomach, and it didn't mix. So when I threw up, I just threw up the sandwich. It's not like I threw up the pill, too.
Right,
because so
you can control, like, which part. You're like, okay, stomach,
well, no,
we're going to throw
dissolved,
up.
Babe.
We're going to throw up this, this, and this, but not this, because I still want to get fucked up. I just don't want the food anymore.
No, it's already dissolved and in my bloodstream, dude. It's
So who came Monday night? You?
I did.
Yeah,
finally,
you did.
It was such a good fucking cum session.
I did. High five. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, God. It was so good.
Yeah, Burger says, if you dropped your Coke in, Danny would go after it. Oh, absolutely.
I would get something to get it with, not my fucking hands.
You would go in it.
No.
You can't fish it out, dude. You have to get down in it.
I would find a way to fish it out.
And I think, you know, the
I would
more...
make a Coke magnet.
Yeah, because that's something.
Fucking
The more you put into it, the more, you know, accomplished you feel. So if you have to work for it, you know, you go in there fishing around covered in shit, you're gonna be like, yeah, I did this.
No,
I stink, but I did it.
I don't know,
so
maybe
gross.
If I had one of those biohazard suits, like back when I worked with my dad at the city of Sarasota's waste treatment department, maybe
you need like full-on dry suit, like not wet
right.
suit, because I don't want that shit touching me. Dry suit, gas mask, fucking sealed the fuck up.
Oh, shit. So how was your dick after that? Because I remember
it was
giving
sore.
You a
it hurt.
Blowjob, and I think I pulled a little hard on it or
yeah,
something on
you,
accident.
You were, like, trying to rip open my wounds or something. I forget what you did, but, yeah, it felt like the stitches were, the wound, like, ripped a little bit.
Oh.
And I was like,
well, what
oh,
I was doing is
hurts.
I had that. What was it? That gauze pad around it, and
yeah.
I was holding it to basically mark how far I could go
right?
down on it. And I guess I was just holding that a little too tight and like, you know,
yeah,
giving some suction to it.
Yeah,
kinda.
That's what it was. Too much suction.
Yeah. Usually you're down with that. So
yeah. Well,
bad.
Usually I don't have two fucking wounds
gaping
in my
holes
dick.
On your cock.
Usually.
Yeah. That was my bad. I'm sorry, but
it was all right.
I was really worried too. I was like, oh my god. If it's fucked up tomorrow, call your doctor, please.
Almost ripped his dick off. I feel kind of bad now.
Well, at least I came and you came and it was all good.
That's
so.
Right. It was. And
I
was just
so happy
and
to come.
I woke up the next morning and it was all good. So it wasn't any like big problem or
oh,
anything.
Oh, God. I was so happy to come. It wasn't even funny. I was so happy.
So yesterday at work, I'm driving around and I got the droid in the car cradle. Like, just chilling, watching
yeah.
me, watching my every move.
Right.
Looking at
you
it, like,
fuck.
Making sure. Because, you know, when I deliver, I got to look my finest. I got to look as best as I possibly can, just in case, you know, there's a threesome happening that I need to get up in. I need to look good for that, you know. So
you get up in anything like that.
I'm doing
I'm
that.
Get up in your ass.
I'm doing that. And all of a sudden, I look over, and, you know, usually the droid has a little LED that lets you know when you have a message or an email or anything like that, any kind of notification. It blinks green. Green is good. Green is, you know, all systems go. I look over, and it's blinking red, and I'm like, the fuck is that? I've only seen it blink red one other time. And that was when the battery was dead or dying.
Right.
When it's like under 15%.
It's like, hey man, plug me in, please, right now.
And so I'm like, uh-oh,
red means bad.
This isn't good. And I like turn it on and it's like, your battery is under 15%. I'm like, bullshit. It's still in the morning. Like, I should have at least 90%. What
yeah.
the fuck? And then I start thinking, and by this point, I'm kind of freaking myself out because we talked about how the iPhone has a pretty awesome virus for it right now. If you have a jailbroke
yeah.
iPhone, sucks for you guys. And one of the things that you know, if you have the iPhone that's jailbroke, you can tell you have this virus because it's running all these processes and it kills your battery. So I'm like, there's no fucking way. Does the droid have a virus on it? Would the droid just not tell me? Would it get a virus and not let me know, like, hey, I need some antivirus love right now? So I'm like freaking out, like, holy shit, this is awful. And all my mind starts running, like, I gotta take it back. And I'm like way out in the sticks up in the swan. I'm like, I gotta take this back right now and get a new one. Something's wrong with it. There's a fucking virus on it. And so I'm like, all right, let's think this through. And I start Googling droid virus, droid battery problems, stuff like that. And I don't really find anything. So I'm like, okay. Because usually when that kind of shit happens, it happens to more than one person. And usually, if you Google it, you'll find, you know, a forum or something that has people that are like, I'm having, like, when with my penis. When I Googled
right.
that shit, I found a forum
yeah.
with a bunch of people that were like, I have this problem.
This too.
Yeah, I have this problem on my penis also. So, like, I couldn't find anything, so that made me feel a little bit better. And so, finally, I'm like, fuck it. And I try to check the battery out to see if, you know, maybe there was
it's
a problem
cool.
with the battery. I pop it out, and I'm looking around. Everything's cool. And I put it back in, and it comes back on. It's like, droid, and full battery. I'm like, huh.
That's weird.
Right?
Did you ever find out why it did
no.
that? No.
And it's been cool ever since, and it's been cool up until that point.
That's kind of like my phone just, like, turning off out of nowhere.
But and it was just because I had read that article about the iPhone thing. I'm like, it's got a virus. And I start looking at the antivirus because I notice in the App Store there's a few antivirus programs for it in case you get something nasty from an SMS or a forward, or you download an app that maybe you shouldn't have, you know, it'll infect your
Willy
shit.
Willy Goat
so.
Says, your phone got bored, so it started effing with you.
I think that's what it was.
It was like, hey, are you paying attention to me?
I know. I, like, wasn't looking at it for, because usually when I'm driving, like, I have one eye on the phone and then the other eye wherever else.
You creepy
and,
fuck.
Actually,
wait, that's what I do.
You could do that. You creepy fuck.
So
it was all good. I went to the gas station today on my way home to grab my coffee, and there's a chick that works in there now, and she's got that weird thing where one eye's over here.
Oh, no, I see her in there.
It's so weird. Like,
hers is bad.
Who
dude.
Are you looking at? She's
hers
like,
is really bad.
Next person, and she's looking at me and the other dude, and we both like kind of look at each other like, I don't know who she's talking to,
what
dude.
You do with people like
this
that, you just
creepy.
Stare at the middle of their nose.
Is that what you do?
You stare at their nose. Don't
I kept
stare at their
staring
eyes.
At the weird eye. I'm like, I wanted to like smack her in the head to see if it would put it back where it belongs.
Well,
but.
mine's not nearly that bad, but
and like she could be really pretty too if it wasn't
yeah,
for
she,
that.
She
weird,
does have a pretty face.
It sucks, dude.
She just needs to wear glasses, dude. It'll focus her eye better.
Is it a focus problem?
No, what it is your muscles not strong enough to hold it in place.
I think she's got a little Mexican in her, and that eye's lazy.
No, but my left eye is lazy.
That's for you, Jason.
Anyway, the muscle in that eye is 7 years younger than what I am. So it
wait,
has,
what? Say that again?
It has the strength of someone 7 years younger than myself. So it can't
like
keep
your
up
vagina.
With the other muscles.
Your vagina and your eye
right.
are like seven-year-olds.
Right.
Is that... Right?
Sure.
Right.
Anyway, but it doesn't have enough strength to keep up with the other muscles. So sometimes, like, if I'm tired, if I'm drunk or something like that, it tends to wander. And that's why a lot of times you see me close my left eye because I'm aware of it. you know.
Right. But yours, like, you're pretty. Your eye's not, like, doing this thing unless you purposefully do that. Please
no, because
don't.
I've had a lot of fucking... I've had this since I was 3 years old.
Well, I'm sure
I know
she
how to
has,
focus it.
She has, too. It wasn't like one day her boyfriend beat on her and it beat, you know, her eye all weird.
Well, what it is she probably hasn't ever worn glasses.
And
that's
you would need to?
Yes, because what your glasses do is they give the one
astigmatism?
What the fuck do you call it? No, Matt.
I don't know.
They give you a stronger prescription in the one eye than the other
eye. Oh, right.
Eye.
So it makes it focus differently.
Right.
Right.
So it keeps up better. And I wore glasses
if
from
you,
the time I was 3 years old all the way up until four or five years ago.
If you, like...
I've been noticing that this eye is not focusing as well because I haven't been wearing my glasses in a long time.
Like the droid camera for those 23 days when it's off. That's weird. If you are conscious about it, can you make them both point in the same direction?
Yeah, but if it's
could
really
you please,
bad, it's
hey,
hard.
Lady at the gas station, could you please make a more concerted effort to look in the same direction for me? Because that creeps me out.
What they got to do is when they notice it, just try and cross your eyes and be like,
that's so weird. Don't ever
focus middle.
Let's not do that ever again.
They
thank you.
Focus that way. It's you just got to pull your eyes in and then look straight and then it usually focuses them. But it depends on how bad their lazy eye is, and it's actually called Duane syndrome.
Was Duane the first guy with a lazy eye to be like,
I have no idea.
This is different.
Why does my eye look
he didn't,
over there?
He didn't know at first, and then he moved out of the little shithole town he was raised in, and he's like, you know, because everyone there is like that, and he got into a city, he's like, what's wrong with all your eyes? And they're all like, no, dude, what's wrong with your eye? You're weird.
Well, like, the weird thing to me is, like, people don't notice it, and it's like, how do you not notice that your eye's totally in another area?
Well, okay,
because
so...
I guess that the more, when that happens, your other eye just kind of takes over and you see better. But
right.
Then you will have the depth perception issue, and you should be able to tell. Like, I can tell when my shit's wandering.
Can you focus, though, and look over here and over here at the same time, or
yeah.
Is it just a blurry mess? You're not seeing perfectly clear and perfectly clear. You're
I can
seeing
do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, some wicked peripheral.
Like, I
that's
can look
like,
at my computer screen and...
You're like a shark. You're like a weird, creepy,
and
retarded
Buddy Christ.
Shark.
So I can look at the screen and Buddy Christ, but this eye's looking at Buddy Christ and this eye's looking at the screen.
Can you guys see that? That's fucked up. That is some creepy fucking shit. Don't... Buddy- Quit it, dude.
I'm looking at the camera and T-Rex.
I swear you will get slapped in the face if you're ever sucking me off and I see you do that. If you look at me and you're like, and then you do it. Oh, dude, don't ever do that ever. That's so fucking
Sorry.
Weird. That's weird.
That's why when I look left,
is that
my eye won't go left at all. That's why when I look left, I close that
That's
eye.
That's because you're a discipline.
And everybody's always like, what's wrong with your eye? I'm like, if I open it, I look like a total fucking idiot. I'd rather have it like this.
Yeah. Well, that's creepy, and I would appreciate if you never did that again. So, did you guys hear about this climate thing going around? And this is fucked up. Like, when shit like this happens, it's fine, whatever. But when people start believing it, that's when it's not fine. And we had a little firsthand experience of this up at my mom's house last night. Of course, with, you know, her husband. We've talked about that before, how he's, you know, kind of...
crazy.
Is that what you would call it? There's a name for it, though. The people that follow Rush Limbaugh and G. Gordon Liddy and...
Yeah, crazy.
That, is it crazy? But yeah. No, there's like an, there's an actual term for them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right wing. Is it right wing or left wing? I forget what it is, but...
Left wing crazy?
Left wing... elitist nut fucks. Is
yeah,
that
crazy
what? Hicks, rednecks.
No, just crazy.
Just crazy. Okay, well, they're crazy, and they apparently heard about this, and they're like, "Did you hear? This is what he says. Did you hear? Extremists. Thank you, Chickadee. They're extremists.
Same
basically.
Thing as crazy.
Crazy extremists. Right wing conservative." Lomar says, and you can call in anytime. I was just gonna mention this real quick. But so he says, he's like, did you hear global warming is a sham?
I know.
I'm like, no, it's not. Have you seen the Arctic Circle lately, bro? Like, there's no ice.
Or It's late November. We don't have any snow.
Hint. Dude. Ever since we moved up here, like 15 years ago, the first 3 or 4 years I was here, we had so much fucking snow, dude.
Yeah.
The Big Mountain, our ski resort, opened on Thanksgiving when it was supposed to. They haven't opened on Thanksgiving like they're supposed to in like 3 years. They have to push it back because there's no snow. Why isn't there snow? Because it's warmer, you fucking idiot. So then...
I can't believe he said it's not real.
I'm like, have you noticed anything besides what you hear from your retarded fucking shows? And granted, you could say the same thing about this. Like, we're just another retarded fucking show. But we try to bring a little bit of truth to what we're talking about every now and then. I mean, it's fun to talk about women who, you know, dump out their fetuses in airplane lavatories and shit, but that's, you know, sometimes you gotta change it up and do a little good. But it pisses me off when this kind of shit comes out, because all of the Fox News affiliates and MSNBC, they all pick it up and they're like, global warming's not real, let's all go out and take our aerosol cans and just psh. Like, no dude, it is real. And what you have gotten here with this hacked email thing, they just went through all of those emails and picked and chose what they wanted to present about it. They could have made those say anything, dude. It's fucking retarded. So let me read this real quick, and then we'll get to our phone call.
Okay.
Three leading scientists on Tuesday released a report documenting the accelerating pace of climate change, said the scandal that erupted last week over hacked emails from climate scientists is nothing more than a smear campaign aimed at sabotaging December climate talks in Copenhagen. Now, do you find that kind of weird that this just kind of happened to be right before the big climate summit they're going to have? Like, you're trying to sway votes by publishing this shit illegally, for one. You hacked into a system that you did not have access to, and you went through all these emails and you picked and you cherry picked basically what you wanted to say. You know, you could have made it say anything, and it's fucked up because now people up here that don't know any better are like, there is no global warming. Like, yes, there is, you fucking idiots. Look at the migratory patterns of the fucking animals that usually go south and north. They're going further than they usually do. Why is that? Well, because when they go where they usually go, it's still fucking warm, dude.
Yeah.
You fucking idiots. It's so retarded. But they just, you know, they believe what's thrown at them. Quote, we're facing an effort by special interests who are trying to confuse the public. Well, job well done. Absolutely, you have confused the fuck out of the public. That's Richard Somerville, distinguished professor emeritus at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, and a lead author of the UN IPCC Fourth Assessment Report. Dissenters see action to slow global warming as a threat, he said. Now, why would that be? You want to slow global warming, if not eliminate it altogether. Who is threatened by that? We're going to be threatened if this keeps up and we are shit out of luck, you know, because it will get to a point eventually where there is nothing we can do about it. Like, right now, we can still fix it. For now.
Kind of.
I mean, it's going to take a lot of restructuring of a lot of different, you know, areas, but it can be done. But it's the people that have profits that are involved in, you know, not changing things, you know, like the old power companies and the gas companies and shit like that. Like, if this whole restructuring thing happens, they're all going to lose a bunch of money. So rather than evolve their business with what needs to change, they're just like,
keep going.
There's no such thing as global warming. Yep. Give us more money and drive your SUVs and your big fucking diesels and all that shit. So it's fucked up. It's even more fucked up, like I said, that people heard that and they're like, oh, it's a scam. Let's all go buy big Dodge trucks. It's cool.
It's like, okay, and that, and like, people say that the hole in the ozone layer is not real. It's like, are you serious?
Right, of course it's not. Because
it's
we
over,
don't have...
Isn't it over Australia? And that's like where the leading rate of like skin cancer and shit
is? It's over everywhere. How can you argue with, like, spectrographical data that is like, here's what it looked like 10 years ago, and here's what it looks like now? You know, like, we have the data. You just, you don't want to hear it. And that's fucked up. The scientists, Somerville, Michael Mann of Penn State, and Eric Steig of University of Washington, were supposed to be discussing their new report, the Copenhagen Diagnosis, a dismal update of the UN IPCC's 07 climate data by 26 scientists from 8 nations. See, like, we have the data. We have, you know, the proof that, like, this shit is fucked up. We have videos of big, giant chunks of ice shelf just disappearing. Like, we have this.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what they should have been doing, they spent much of the time diffusing the hacker controversy known in the media as ClimateGate. Good job, mainstream media, you fucking idiots. The scandal began on November 20th when an unknown hacker stole at least 169 megs of emails from computers at the prominent climate research unit of the University of East Anglia and put them online for the world to see. They didn't put all of them online, though, dude. They put what they wanted you to see online. CRU is considered one of the world's leading institutions concerned with human-caused global warming. The leaked emails contain private correspondence on climate science dating back to 96. Skeptics of global warming, a.k.a. the retards, say these messages are filled with evidence of manipulated data from lead authors of the UN's highly influential IPCC reports. Senator James Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, a climate skeptic, said he would launch an inquiry into UN climate change research in response. In an interview with the Washington Times radio show, Inhofe explained the investigation would look into, quote, the way cooked the science to make this thing look as if the science was settled, when all the time, of course, we knew it was not. Dude, it is! We've been doing this for over 10 years now. The science is cool. I don't get what, like... I don't know, dude. It's fucking stupid. And it's stupid that you're doing this and you're changing people's minds right before this climate summit where they could actually do some good and make the changes necessary to let us continue living on this planet, you know? If shit gets fucked up, man, you better start building an ark, like, quick. quote, there's nothing in the stolen material which indicates that peer-reviewed publications by CRU and others on the nature of global warming and related climate change are not of the highest quality of scientific investigation and interpretation. Michael Mann, co-author of the Copenhagen Diagnosis and lead author of the UN IPCC Third Assessment Report, blames skeptics for taking the personal emails out of context. And I really don't like that they use the word skeptic on this. It's giving it a very bad negative connotation. Like... That I don't know, that's bad for real skeptics that are skeptical of, you know, things they should be skeptical about. Not, you should make it say climate change skeptics, not if you're going to even use that word at all, which you shouldn't probably be using. Quote, what they've done is search through stolen personal emails, confidential between colleagues who often speak in a language they understand and is often foreign to the outside world. Suddenly, all these are subject to cherry picking, he said. And the article kind of goes on. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. You guys can check it out. But we you know, the gist of it is there is global warming. Don't listen to these fucking bullshit retards. And that is that. So
Zofu says, I'm skeptical of those who use the title skeptic to describe themselves.
No shit. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole for like the past 7 minutes. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting here at my house.
Right on. So who is this?
This is Lomars.
Right. What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. I found a note on my bicycle a couple days ago in front of my house.
So you're a big mountain biker, right? You ride all over and stuff, doing your part to keep the carbon footprint at a minimum?
No, I just do it because I get good mileage. I get about 50 miles to the sandwich.
That's awesome. So you always leave your bike outside?
Yeah. I have a studio apartment. It's way too small to like bring a bicycle inside.
Right, right. Okay, and then you came out one morning and there was this note attached to it?
Yeah, it was folded over and it says open.
And you're like, huh, puzzling.
Yeah, I thought it was my neighbor downstairs telling me to not park my bicycle in front of his unit anymore.
Okay. So what'd the note say?
It says, I'm a 36-year-old guy, never been fucked by a man before, never sucked a dick before. I've seen you a couple of times. I want you to be the man to break me. I want you to take me to your place and make me take it up my small white ass as hard as you want. You can be real rough with me, but have to keep it between us. If you do, I will be riding my bike behind your place in the other parking lot behind your building. I will be there between 9:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. Just come to me and ask me my name. My name is Chris. I will go with you.
So, like, we have to keep this on the down low so my wife doesn't find out, perhaps?
Probably.
Sounds like a weird Craigslist thing. Like,
I was going to say the same thing. It sounds like a Craigslist
ad. Just a straight bro. I'm married, just looking for another bro to J.O. That's totally what it reminds me of.
That's creepy, dude.
So, did you go and meet him?
Oh, no. I found it before I left for work the next day.
How long ago? When did you find this?
Let's see. I came home from work Sunday night and I went to bed, and I usually leave for work around 9:30 and 10 in the morning.
Right.
To go, if I work projection in the morning, and the Monday I just needed to work a night projection.
Okay. Now for all the fans listening here, what is your sexual preference?
I'm bisexual, but I'm not into anal.
Okay, like taking it or giving it?
Both.
Have you ever given it?
I was a top twice, and I used the condom, but I just, ugh.
Well, that's where you fucked up, dude. You used a condom. That takes away all the feeling.
So I've heard, but
I shouldn't be saying that. If you're a dude and you're banging other dudes, you probably should be wearing a condom.
Right?
I'm sorry. That was a horrible thing for me to say. You should wear a condom. Let me get that out there. Wear condoms, dudes, if you're banging other dudes. So this isn't like far from the, you know, what might happen. It's not like he found some totally straight dude and was like, hey, I want you to come fuck me. Like, you maybe thought about it and was like, yeah, I'd give it a go.
Well, I don't know. I could have met him at the bar, the local gay bar, but I don't know.
So he just, maybe he lives near there or works near there and just saw you riding your bike and was like, I'm going to follow this dude home and leave a note.
Yeah, I guess.
No phone number, nothing like that on it?
No, it just says his name's Chris and he's 36 years old.
Huh, and how old are you?
22.
Little older. Are you into older dudes?
No, but I've been with older guys.
But you didn't like it?
So, if you don't like anal and stuff, what is there to do besides, like, blowjobs?
Blowjobs!
Danny, you know one of my favorite hobbies?
What?
You've seen the website.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. See, there's more to life and sex than just putting it in a hole.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Once you grow up, Danny, you'll realize
I just realized, you know, like, I totally forgot about that website and stuff, and, like, now I remember what it looks like and shit. And, like, this isn't too far-fetched, you know? Dude's a good-looking guy, and he's got a big dick. So,
huge.
Yeah. Just saying. Kudos
so,
to you, dude.
Do you think maybe he saw the website and was like, holy shit, I live near this guy?
Well, a couple months ago, this guy named Chris or Craig or something like that with Asperger's came up to me and was like,
I
hey,
like,
man.
Hold on. I like how you said Asperger's, like totally just disgusted, like with Asperger's. That was awesome.
Oh, I didn't intend it to sound that way, but
oh, hey, it's okay, man. They're annoying. Fucking
he
pack.
Just came up
hey,
to me
Jeremy,
like
pack one more time.
Friend.
Go ahead.
He just came up to me like he was a friend, and like he was wanting to come by my house and knock on my door and just say hello to me and shit like that.
Right.
But I didn't keep that little chicken scratch post-it note that he had pre-written of all his information.
So
and I could have easily turned that into the cops or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What are you thinking about it?
Well, I posted it on Facebook, a picture of it.
Yeah, I remember reading that. That was awesome.
My Christian aunt said that I should go beat this guy up.
Whoa. Does she know, like, what you're into, though?
No, I'm just out to a few people, but I don't care.
Like your parents and stuff, or totally no family?
Well, yeah, I told my mom a few weeks ago because someone told her I was going by the gay bar.
That's downtown. A dick thing to do.
Yeah, but I don't care. It was long overdue.
Are your parents cool about that, or are they like real, like, you're going to hell, you have to repent and chop your dick off, even though it's super huge, and, you know, say 10 Hail Marys, that kind of thing, or are they pretty open-minded?
My mom's okay with it. My sister came out. She's full lesbian.
Really?
And, yeah, she's got an open partner.
Like cute lesbian or like butch dyke lesbian?
She's not the best, but I think she's awesome.
Well, that's
she's
cool.
She's got a great personality.
So what are you going to do about it?
One of my uncles said to write a note on it to just be polite and say I'm not really interested and seeing hopefully that goes away, but if it doesn't, then like go to the police.
Well, so you're not interested in it then, it sounds like.
No, not a bit.
Okay. So yeah, that may be like right. Yeah, that I mean has there been any more notes since or any like weird fingerprints
stalker
on
guys.
your windows, like maybe someone's watching or anything like that?
I don't think so, but I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe keep an eye on that stuff. Maybe just put a note back on your bike that's like, you know, for a couple $100, I'll think about it. But other than that, I'm not into it. You never know.
I should definitely do that.
Well, that's cool. Well, thanks for calling and telling us about that. I totally forgot. I was going to ask you to like call in and mention that when I first saw the note, and then I kind of forgot about it. But I got a huge kick out of reading that note. That's so awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got anything else you want to say about it?
No. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Holla back.
So speaking of getting hit on by gay people. Without fail.
Guess who works with a huge dyke?
I do.
Not me.
Without fail, every job I get asked the same question. You know.
Okay, now why do you suppose that is? Let's think about this for a sec. Why would chicks that are lesbians try to hit on you? What could it possibly be, man?
Is it just the hair? Do you think?
I wonder what
the way I dress. Well, no, like at
seriously?
Work and stuff. Like I'm in a chef's coat and I look like a chick.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
You seriously don't know why chicks hit on you?
No.
Have you? Do we have any mirrors here? Have you seen yourself?
Is it just the hair? Because straight chicks have short hair.
I was with you because I thought you were bi, so obviously I made a mistake here. I'm sorry.
When the fuck would you ever get the hit that I was bi?
Just the way you look, the way you act, the way you dress.
And how I'm like, no, I don't like women, and I loved it.
Well, once you get to talking, but initially, you're going to have people come up and be like, hey, you want to munch some box? Because you look like the kind of chick that would munch some box. That's why. You look like a dyke. There, I said it. It's all out there.
Why do I look like a dyke? What makes me look like a dyke?
Short hair, the way you dress, piercings in your face, your attitude.
Straight chicks have piercings in their face and short hair. And what's
not like that, though. Not the septum. Usually a huge red flag that this is a dyke. Seriously. Am I right? I mean, if I'm off here, tell me. Burger says, and Matt isn't getting laid today. I'm just saying. Like, that is the look. They usually have their septums pierced. I dated a chick that was bi, and same exact thing, dude. Short hair, dressed
Chickadee
just...
says it's also the way I talk. Is there something about the way I talk that you makes talk you come
like
off
a
gay?
Like a dude, kinda. Not you're not soft spoken and girly. That's what it is.
You don't have to be girly to
if
be
you
a chick.
Don't I mean, want chicks to hit on you if you're a chick. Yeah, you do.
No, I mean.
So what happened?
Fucking, I was working and this chick at work, she was like.
Does she have her septum pierced?
No. Okay. She looks like a totally normal chick, you know?
Because that would have totally sealed the deal for me. Like, I'm right.
No, she was totally a normal chick. Like, she had. There was no.
Which one is it? Can you tell me? You tell me after the show.
The one that just came out of culinary school. The one that flipped a burger on the floor.
Really?
Yeah. She is really cool, though.
That's why she did it. She flipped it on the floor so you'd be like, here, I'll get that for you.
I didn't even get it till
maybe,
the next morning. She
maybe that's code for lesbian. Like, when there's two chicks and you don't know if the other one's a dyke, you flip a burger on the floor. And if she picks it up, you know she's a dyke. But if she looks at you like you drop something, then you know... It's not a dyke. It's like with gay guys. If a dude comes up to you and says, do you have the time? If you give him what time it is, the guy knows you're not gay. But if you're like, yeah, I do, and you look at him, that's how they know, you know? I'm just saying.
Anyways,
isn't that right?
I didn't pick up that burger until the next day.
That's disgusting,
well,
first of all.
Well, I thought she was going to take care of it. What, you know, I was like...
So you go back there and it's still sitting there?
I just laughed at her and kind of walked away and started doing dishes and shit.
Right,
and then, like,
she should
have... I opened the next day and I was like, huh, I wonder. And I look under there and it's still there.
That's so nasty, dude. That's disgusting.
So,
come on.
I mean...
Clean up your shit.
She's a really cool chick and stuff, you know, but, like...
You said that same exact thing about the last chick that hit on you.
Yeah,
Corey.
They're always really
You're
cool
like,
chicks and
Corey's
stuff.
A really cool chick if she just quit fucking hitting on me every 5 seconds.
Yeah, but this chick, she's totally cool. She never put off... I had... There was no... Nothing in my brain saying, yeah, this chick's gay. Like, no gaydar going off, no nothing. And, like, she comes up and she's like, I got a weird question for you. And I'm like... Okay, and she's like, I don't want you to be offended or anything. I'm like, dude, it's really hard to offend me. Just, you know, what do you want? And, like, she looks at the other line cook and waits for him to kind of walk away, and then she's like...
And he, like, stares at her like, I know what's happening
no.
here. Bow, wow, chicka,
and
bow.
And she's like, are you bi? And I'm like, yes. No, dude, sorry, I love the cock. And she's like, all right, I was just asking. She's like, I knew you weren't gay.
Because I picked up that... gay vibe from you.
No, she's like, I know you weren't gay. She's like, I, you know, heard you talk about your boyfriend and stuff. She's like, but I was just hoping you were bi. And I was like, no, dude, no. I was, you know, I don't swing that way. But, you know, she's really cool and stuff. And
So now you're gonna just totally get hit on all day there also?
No, she's not like that either. She doesn't put it off like
that. Because
Corey
was pretty upfront about
it. Yeah,
like,
Corey's bull-dyke, like, in charge. Like, I want to fucking
I'm
hook
desperate.
Up with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this chick, she's really cool. She's nice. You know, she wants to learn more from me, you know, because she...
In the ways of pleasing another woman?
In the way of cooking, you
oh,
prick.
Right, right.
Because this is her actual first cooking job out of culinary school.
Whoa,
so,
you mean they didn't actually teach her everything she needs to know in cooking school?
Okay, they don't teach you that sometimes there's going to be 50 people lined up at your door and servers and supervisors are going to be screaming at you the entire time.
Well, they also don't teach you that when you get out of, when you graduate with this awesome degree, you're going to be cooking in a second-rate bar.
Yeah, they don't, you know? they don't tell you about the stress level. They don't tell you that,
oh yeah, it's
you
totally...
cannot take your time to chop this shit because you need it
yeah.
right now.
It's one thing
know?
Doing it textbook style. It's a totally different thing.
Applying it in an actual job.
In the
it's
real
different.
World. When you have a restaurant packed full of customers that all want their food and they all want it right fucking now.
Yeah, so she's
totally
super
different.
Impressed that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And she thought it was really weird because me and Gigi were both like, wow, we're in a kitchen with chicks. Like, this is crazy. And she was like, I didn't know that it was a predominantly male thing for cooking, and she's like, I didn't know that some chicks didn't get hired because they're just a chick. And I'm like,
except
that's true,
except
dude.
At Dairy Queen, only chicks at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, but that's not cooking.
Chickadee says dyke chicks should have a special handshake like gay dudes with fingering the palm.
that's
creepy.
So creepy. I hate
so
it when they
creepy.
Do that.
Don't ever finger my palm
like,
again.
Hey, I'm like, ah!
like how you make a vagina with your friends in your hands like this. You make the vagina. Mm-hmm. That's the Daikan shake. You should do that and then go munch carpet. Thank you, Chickadee.
But like,
that's so awesome.
You know, I don't know. She's really cool, and she, you know, just wanted to know, I guess. And she thought it was weird that you know.
Is she hot? Because I can't remember. Like, should I be trying to get you into this or no? No? Okay.
But anyway, she's had a couple kids.
Pico says, I'm not gay and I know the F palm. That's so gross, dude.
But anyway, she was surprised to know that most women are not line cooks because they can't handle it. And like, I talked to her, I'm like, I was the only female line cook at my place for over 2 years. I mean, I had a couple that tried and ended up either leaving or becoming a prep cook or dishwasher.
Is it because they can't handle it, though, or is it because they can't handle
the stress level? It's physically and mentally demanding.
But you're doing basically the same thing over, and you'd think women would be better at it because of their genetic disposition to cooking in a kitchen.
No.
You think you guys should be owning that shit, cooking and doing dishes in a restaurant. Chicks should be all over that.
No,
that's
Burger
weird.
Burger's got it right. Chicks end up crying. I'm not even joking. The pressure's too hard on him. And when servers are screaming at him, when prep cooks are screaming at him and stuff, you're running out of this. Why didn't you tell me? Where the fuck's my plate?
Whoa. So you're telling me that women and men are actually not equal?
Not when it comes to cooking.
But yet they want to be treated as such. I'm not understanding this. This is new to me.
Well, you know what the funny thing is there's guys that can't handle it either. I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But
I'll give you that.
It's really
hard to find.
Shut up. It's really hard to find a chick that can handle the pressure of being a line cook. That's really hard.
But they handle being servers just fine, and that's because
they walk around, they're like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
my name's Jessica.
You're not actually cooking the food. But, I mean, you have a lot of shit to keep track of there. And women are usually more organized in their... Like, you would think a woman could go in a kitchen with a bunch of tickets, look at all the tickets, and drop what needs to be dropped a lot more organized than a dude could. A dude is just throwing shit everywhere, like, fuck it. You know, it's getting cooked. That's weird to me. I don't know. I don't understand.
Chickadee says, that's why people think you're a dyke, Danny. It's because you can handle the heat. I don't know, dude. I mean,
and your nose piercing.
Well, I grew up with a bunch of dudes, man. And
well, I understand
it's not
that,
my
but
fault, man. I don't want to be a prissy, stuck up fucking chick, dude.
Sometimes I want you to be though.
No, I don't want to fucking be.
That's all right.
What do you want? A dumb fucking girlfriend?
Sometimes
walk around like hi.
Sometimes
my vagina.
Sometimes, yeah, I do actually. I do. But then other times, I'm like, God, I'm glad I'm with you. Like when I'm out in town and I see those chicks. Like those chicks are good for three things. Cooking, cleaning, and vaginas.
Those bitches aren't even good for cooking. Are you kidding me? They can't even boil an egg.
Well, man.
Yeah, they'll be like, how do I do this?
But they can suck. Hey, they can suck a mean cock. I'll tell you what. I will tell you what.
If you want one of those, go get one and I'm out.
Well, I'm just saying, we can teach you to do that, you know.
Dude, I will never be a... like that. Sorry.
A good cocksucker?
No, I will never be a stuck-up, preppy, prissy.
No. I'm not even talking about that. Like, that's the other extreme side of it. Like, there's, you know, over here, in the middle, where, you know, most normal chicks are, and then it goes to the other end of it, where they're just like...
You remember that in the beginning when we first got together and you're like, you know, you said something. You're like, I never see you dressed like a chick. And then like the next day I came in, I was like, look, I look like a chick.
Right. And it was awesome. I was like, swing.
I do that once in a while and that's it. Like,
well,
annoying to fucking do that in the morning, to fucking put on makeup and shit, and then I gotta take it off.
No. See, I didn't say wear makeup. I'm totally into the fact that
being comfortable.
Notice how I give you a hard time when you do wear makeup. Like, what are you doing, Susie? You know, like, I'm not into... I like the fact that you don't wear makeup. It's just... dress like a chick sometimes.
I wear tight pants a lot.
Sometimes, but I don't know.
Not with this cooking job lately. I just wear regular
pants.
And
that's fine. I mean, I'm not exactly taking you out to the fucking dime, you know, like
I used to always wear tight pants when I worked at Dave's. I always wore my tight jeans.
But then you overlap it with a big baggy hoodie and you kind of kill the whole fucking look. And the hats all the time and shit. Like, you know, grow your hair out.
It's growing out.
Let the boobs come up a little bit.
Boobs are always up.
Suck more cock.
No.
Almost. You gotta get them. Three yeses in a row. The fourth one almost guaranteed to be a yes.
If they're dumb.
Working on it.
No, my hair is growing out. It's becoming very fucking annoying. And that's why I wear a hat all the time. Because if I fucking don't wear a hat and it gets in my face, I'll go cut it off.
No, I understand. And that's fine.
No,
I
you
just,
don't understand
I think
at all.
It's hilarious that you constantly get hit on by chicks because they think you're lesbian. I'm surprised. Honestly, I am really surprised that they ask you. I'm surprised they don't walk up to you and jam tongue down your throat with a hand up your twat. I'm very surprised about that, and you should be thankful that that hasn't happened yet.
I just don't understand. Like, especially because I've talked about you before there. I'm like, my boyfriend this and my boyfriend
that. Well, yeah,
that.
But so, I mean, like, if you're bi, you can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Like, that's cool. It's not a big deal. If you had a girlfriend, I'd be like, right on.
No.
Let's do this damn thing.
Ew. Don't like it.
Chickadee says, my stepdad took me to car shows and baseball games and fueled my tomboy. I was raised Mormon and I would always wear shorts under my skirts and I sit like a dude. That's
skirts?
Awesome. But you got huge knockers, so that kind of cancels out the tomboy. So my mom would say,
well, I got huge knockers too, dude.
My mom would say, put your legs together. I'd be so puzzled and say, but why? I'm wearing shorts underneath. I have no concept of being a lady. Some girls are just raised
well, at
that way.
At least she wore skirts. I never even fucking bother with those.
Do you own
shorts.
A skirt? Like last night, or what was it? Monday after the show, when you were laying in bed with the lingerie thing on. Like, that's nice. That you should do that more often. When we go out in public. I don't know what I'm saying.
I do own a skirt.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I own, like, three skirts. I just,
do you?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And I got,
see?
Like, two, three dresses
see?
In there.
I did not know that.
But I never wear them.
All
they're
right,
uncomfortable,
well,
it's stupid, and it's always fucking cold here, so I get a cold draft up
well,
on my twat,
that,
and I freeze.
That is true. Your twat gets a cold. I'll be down
yeah,
there, like,
cool.
licking it and shit, and all of a sudden I hear, it's chew! What the fuck was that? Excuse me, your vagina just sneezed all over my face. I do not appreciate that. So, what happened today?
What?
What happened today?
With what?
Let's see. Seriously? What happened today?
Ashley?
Yeah?
I got a phone call.
For to start.
I got a phone call and she said she was in some kind of trouble and I was like, okay.
Like and the bat phone? Like, we'll be there.
Kind of. And so she met me where I was and I was with Wayne, so I didn't have my car with me and we were talking about what had happened, and I guess she's been on parole for the last 3 years, and she hasn't screwed up once.
Probation or parole?
Probation.
Okay,
sorry,
two totally different things.
Well, I don't know. I don't get in trouble. I don't fucking know. But anyway, you know, she's on probation for the last 3 years. She's never fucked up, and I guess she went out of town or something and didn't tell her probation officer or whatever, and
oops.
They were trying, because... what it was is she picked up some dude that's also on probation and
oops.
Fucked up his shit. She didn't know about that. And they went out of town and hung out together. Well, her ex knew that what all that shit was going on. But the girlfriend of the ex
is just by the
bitchy.
By. What? By the by. Is her ex on probation also?
No, I don't think so.
I'd be curious to see.
I have no idea.
Because I'd bet money that he probably is or has been at one at some point in time.
Anyway, I guess her ex's girlfriend fucking called her PO on her.
Whoa.
And said something about her being out of town or some shit. And so she's out of town and her phone is off and shit because it died.
So they
the PO
called,
can't get a hold of her.
They called while she was out of town.
Yeah.
And part of your probation is that you need to be able to be gotten a hold of at
right.
any time. If they call you at... You know, 3 a.m, you have to be there, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, but, you know, they have to keep track
yeah.
of you.
But the thing is if the girl, if the ex's girlfriend hadn't called on her, she wouldn't have had to see her PO until the 3rd of December. So she was totally fine, you know? She would have been all right.
Well, yeah, you still, though, you gotta know, you can't fuck around like that, especially having kids, especially just knowing that. Like, if you get caught, the risk far outweighs the benefits of whatever the fuck you're doing out of town. That's basically what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, think about it, dude. If you're on probation for that long, I mean, every once in a while, you want to go out and have some kind of fun.
Right,
you know?
But you got to know that if this one time of you going out having fun and you happen to get caught, you're going to go to jail. And jail is not worth
anything.
Well,
she's never had a problem with him, and she never has to piss test for him. She just has to call and go down there and say what she's doing and blah,
right.
blah, blah, and say hi.
But there's always that one chime, you know?
Right, and so they fucked her, and so she had to go in. She was super worried about it and stuff, so I went
she
down
knew
there.
What was going on when she got the call, when they're like,
yeah.
you need to come down here. She's like,
she was
oh, fuck.
So freaked out about it, dude. Not even funny.
I
and
bet,
so
dude.
She didn't want to drive her car because she didn't want to get it impounded or whatever. So,
right, that's expensive. They fuck you. They run your ass
yeah.
through for that shit.
Yeah, so I took her down there, and I sat in my car forever. And the
you didn't
fucking,
go in with her?
No. No. Her probation officer and some dude came out and talked to me, and they're like, do you know this guy named Dustin? And if you...
Dustin who? Do you know by chance? Because no. I might know him.
They said he's like a big dude, dark hair, muscular guy, like six something.
Dustin Diamond?
I have no idea, but...
that's Screech
from... That's the dude who was going to be...
Saved by the Bell.
That's wonderful. Anyway, but that was the dude that... allegedly she had picked up that was on probation also and was off his res and, you know, was violating a bunch of his probation things. Well, they're like, and if you don't, or the guy was a total douchebag. Her actual probation officer was a chick. She was actually really cool.
Right.
But the guy was a total douche, and he's like...
Was the guy she was with his probation officer? Because maybe that's why.
No, I don't think so.
He didn't have anything to do with
I
that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They wouldn't release that to me anyway.
Zofu says, you're a slave, basically, at that point. Be a good citizen or jail. And that's what you got to do. If you make the mistake... and you fuck up to the point where you get put on probation, from that point on, you have to play their game. Because if you don't, they will lose you in the system. And then once that happens, forget it. You might as well kill yourself.
Anyway, this guy starts threatening me with fucking obstruction of justice.
For what?
That he said, he goes, if I find out that you're lying to me about knowing this Dustin guy, if you have any relation to this Dustin guy... then I can charge you with obstruction of justice,
you.
And I'll call the police station, the Kalispell PD. And I'm like, dude, I have no idea who this guy is. I don't have anything to hide. I have no connections to this whatsoever.
It doesn't matter, though. If he even just feels like it, he can make that shit up and make your life a living hell, dude. That's why I didn't want you to get involved with this. They can lie. They can lie. Believe it or not, cops can make shit up, dude.
He's
they
not
can
a
totally,
real cop. He's
it
a
doesn't
probation
matter.
Officer.
It doesn't matter. They know cops, and they can be like, hey, you know this chick? Will you go pick her up for me? They can come knocking on the door and arrest you for no reason. They can just make up some shit just because he didn't like the way you looked at him. Because he didn't like your nose piercing. Because he didn't like your tattoos. They can fuck you, dude. That's why you
gotta
just
steer clear.
Well,
anyway, it's not up to him
clear.
Anyway. It's up to the girl, the fucking, her probation officer to pursue anything.
It depends who he is. It really does.
She understood when I said, I don't know this guy. I'm like, the only person that even comes close to that description is a guy I worked with named Rusty at Famous Dave's over 6 months ago. I'm like, and he wasn't on any kind of probation that I know of, and he didn't live on a fucking Indian reservation either. I'm like, I can even give you that guy's phone number
did
if
you
fucking
should have
want.
Told him, did you check the casino?
Right. And like, you know, I don't have anything to do with this whatsoever. And they're like, well, did you go with her to pick up this guy? I'm like, no.
The only reason they're asking you that is because you're sitting in the car and you brought her there.
Well, yeah.
So automatically, guilty by association, dude.
I don't mind answering their questions because
well, yeah.
I don't have anything to hide. And that's fine.
And that's good that she has a friend and stuff. I'm just saying, if you get too caught up in this, they can make your life hell. And that's some unnecessary stress that you don't need.
Well, it's stupid because they don't even... I mean, even if they...
I know, it is stupid, but that's what they do. That's their job. Their livelihood depends upon them doing that, you
well,
know?
They didn't
that's
even
what
ask
they get...
me, They didn't even ask me for my license, my full name, or anything.
Well,
they
because they weren't technically on the books investigating you. But
no,
they were seeing
if they would,
if
I'd have
knew.
To be like, I'm going to get a lawyer, and then I'll talk to you because this is crap.
Exactly. So, but they were seeing if you knew anything. And if they thought that you did, they could have done that.
Well, I also told them, I'm like, look, I just got out of surgery. On the 22nd, I had surgery. I was like, I've been out of commission for almost a month. I just got a new job at the
KB. I got fired because of my surgery, for
one. And I told
him,
I was like, I just got a new job at the KB. I'm like, I haven't been doing anything but trying to do good at this job for the last week. And
that's what
yesterday
you
was my day off.
That's
so.
What you should have told him. Is like, why don't you go investigate the real crooks over at Teletech that fire people for having surgeries and shit.
No, but the lady was really cool about it and stuff. And I waited a little bit longer and whatever. And
so you were just sitting out, in the car, just
yeah. And they
chilling,
didn't have
waiting.
A bathroom in there. I was like, I gotta pee. Can I come in and go pee? And they're like, we don't really have a bathroom for regular civilians. It's only piss testing, only blah blah. I'm like, fuck. So I sat there for another 15 minutes and kind of waited and whatever. I'm like, fuck, I gotta go. And I ran to the fucking emergency center to go pee.
Wow, you could have been like, well, then test it. I just gotta get it out of me. What you do with it once it's out of me,
it's
I give
cool.
a fuck.
Whatever.
Whatever.
But so I did that and I come back and then 15 minutes later, the lady comes out and she's like, you know, she was really cool about everything. She's like, you know, I'm glad that you're still here. She's like, thank you so much for bringing her here. She's like, it seems like you're a really good friend, and that's really awesome for her to have. She's like, it seems like she's been hanging around with the wrong people, not, you know,
yeah.
not totally on purpose, but, you know, she seems like she's a really good person. Just, we're going to have to keep her until about Saturday or Friday, or
it's the law
Saturday
of the land,
or
dude.
Monday or something like that.
Like people attract like people, you know, crackheads attract crackheads, you know, that kind of shit. That's how it is. And that sucks. Not saying she's a crackhead. I'm just saying that type of thing. Like, junkies attract junkies. Fucking crackheads attract crackheads. Whores
attract...
She's
not a junkie, dude.
No, I know that, but I'm saying those kinds of people... probation people attract other probation people. Like, gamblers attract gamblers. Like, it's like that. That's how it is. Trash attracts trash.
Do not say that about my fucking
friend
ever again,
I'm giving you examples. Dykes attract dykes. That's how it is. I'm just saying. I'm not saying she's into any of those things, but she's on probation, so she's attracting those kinds of people. That's all I'm saying. She attracts people that are on probation, and when they start hanging out like that, they start getting into shit, and they start getting into trouble.
I don't even think she knew that he was on probation is the thing.
Really?
Yeah. She mentioned him to me, and she didn't mention anything about that.
Was that the guy with the dog that got her evicted?
No.
Different dude.
Then
stuck
I
with
told
that
him
guy.
About that. I'm like, the only guy I ever see her hanging out with is this one dude that I see every once in a while when I come over the house, a little skinny dude who drives a flatbed pickup. And I was like, when we hang out, it's usually just me and her. Like, she doesn't hang out with any of my friends. I don't hang out with any of her friends. We just hang out together, and that's pretty much it. You know.
Zofu says the scary thing is if you're doing something undesirable, like running a talk show that's becoming a little too influential, there are lots of people who can fuck you over using the legal system. That would be fun. I look forward to that. We got good lawyers.
Anyway, so they're keeping her until Saturday or something like
so
that.
So no going home for Thanksgiving or anything
like
that?
Yeah, which really sucks because I invited her to come up with me to my parents' house. And
where
we're
are the kids at this point?
At her mom and dad's place.
So they're all cool, safe,
yeah,
and everything.
Fine.
That's good.
And so I leave, and I call her dad, and I'm like, did they call you and tell you what's going on? And he's like, no, I have no idea.
Did he know she was even down there?
Yeah, he knew that she was down there.
How did she call him then?
Yeah, she called him. But... you know, by this point, they should have fucking called her dad or let her call her dad.
They only really do that if you're under 21, I thought.
Well, they should have let her call her dad and let him know
what's
going on.
Well, yeah, she didn't get a phone call?
No, not that I know.
Are you sure? And maybe she didn't want to call her parents because she figured you would or something?
I don't know. But I called him and he's like, no, I had no idea. And, you know, I talked to him about it and stuff. He's like, thank you so much for telling me what's going on. He's like, you know, I just hope that everything's okay. He's like, you know, she hasn't screwed up in this entire time. He's like, it seems like they're just giving her a slap on the wrist. He's like, I hope
right, they're going to hold her over the weekend, make her be like, look, this isn't tolerable behavior, and then let her out on, what, Saturday?
Right, right. And the lady probation officer, I was like, is there any kind of sympathy for, you know, her not having any problems this whole time until now and the fact that it's the day before Thanksgiving? And she's like, you know, she's a really good girl, and, you know,
I bet there would have been. Except for the fact that whoever this guy is that they're looking for, it sounds like that's what they really wanted.
It really is. It is. And I bet if she's telling the truth about her association with him, then everything's fine. She's like, but if I find out that she's lying, then there's a problem.
Yeah, like, it sounds like that's what the big problem is. I mean, obviously, you're not supposed to leave the state or the city, for that matter, if you're on probation. Uh-huh. But I think that's why they're holding her so long, is because
of
who she was hanging out with. And that's a big no-no.
It really sucks because I honestly don't think that she knew about him, you know?
We'll find out,
I guess. The lady was, you know, a little upset about it. She's like, I would personally let her go and let her just come back on Friday or something. She's like, but this isn't my, you know, I can't let her go. She's like,
You know, well, you gotta, like, do what you gotta do.
We'll let you know as soon as we know anything. And as soon as she gets out, you know, we'll have her call you and... whatever. I'm like, well, just let me know. I'll come and get her, you know, just tell
right, because she doesn't have her car or anything.
Right. Hmm. So, I mean, please don't be a douche and tell me that, you know, oh, well, that's what people get and stuff. And please don't be a dick and tell me that they're going to fucking, you know, they're going to lie and put me in fucking jail or some shit for
something stupid. No, what I was worried about is the whole fucking pee thing. That's what I was not cool with. Okay. That you're like, she might have a dirty UA, so you were going to go piss for her. That's what I was not cool with.
Well,
kids, you do not need to be getting tangled up in that shit, and you will get in some fucking trouble if they find out.
Well, I didn't. So.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's what I was really not happy about.
And it wouldn't matter anyway, because even if I did, I mean, how could they, what are they going to do?
They can tell, dude. I don't know.
They can get her in trouble, but that's not going to get me in
trouble. Yeah, if they find out you are who supplied the piss,
But how would they find that out?
They can find out, dude. They have ways, dude. They have ways.
They would have to get, like, a subpoena or, like,
they
a fucking...
threaten her with taking away her kids. She's like, I got it from her. Just like that. That's how shit happens, dude.
I don't think so.
You never know until you're put in that position, man. You know how many people roll over on other people daily because of that shit. They can tell you anything. It's all psychological, dude. They do that. They'll get in your fucking head, and pretty soon you're telling them everything, you know? And I'm like, you don't need that right now. And I didn't want you getting caught up in that shit. That's what my main concern was.
You were a real douche about it, though.
Well... and that, and the fact that I really don't have sympathy for that. If you know that you have children as a responsibility, you know what you're supposed to be doing and what you're not supposed to be doing. You know. It's not like, oh, I didn't know. Like, you fucking know better. And if you don't care enough to just throw your life away like that, why should I care? You know? That's how I look at it. If you don't care, why should I? And that's what I was pissed about. But, I mean, I'm not mad about it. I was just like... just be careful. Don't get caught up in the wrong shit. That's all. So.
There's no... unless the cop is fucking dirty and a douchebag, there's no way
you would be surprised. They are dirty and douchebags.
Well, fine. I'll fucking fight it to the end because I don't have any connection to this at
all.
Yeah,
I know that. That's good. That's why I was just saying.
I would win no matter what because there's no fucking evidence holding me to any of this.
Unless they make some. And then you get into the whole conspiracy theory thing, you know? A whole chain of evidence linking you to all sorts of stuff. They could frame you for JFK dying.
They can just call my workplace and find out I was there. It's like...
well, yeah.
There's no way.
But what if they get to them? And they're like, Dana who? And then your world just goes like, whoa. You don't know, dude. They're everywhere.
Anyway,
do you hear in Indianapolis, this guy, he's got a 5-year-old kid, right? Going into a... were you done? I thought you were done. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm totally done talking about it.
Okay. So...
you're aggravating.
In Indianapolis, a man was arrested after police said he left his 5-year-old son in a tractor trailer while he ducked into an Indianapolis strip club to drink. Good parenting? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Good parenting?
It's great.
Great parenting? 39-year-old was arrested at 1:15 a.m. Tuesday on child neglect and public intoxication charges after calling police to report his truck stolen and his child missing. Like, you come out of the strip club at, like, 2 in the morning almost. You're like, where's my trailer? Oh, that's so awesome. And my kid, I had a kid that was in that trailer that's gone. Police said the man was too drunk to remember where he had parked. He should have had that thing that, like, tells you where your car's at.
Or maybe just a beep, beep thing.
Right? Or maybe just didn't go to a strip club while you had your five-year-old with you. They found the boy inside watching cartoons on a television inside the cab. The keys were in the ignition and the doors were unlocked. Police said the suspect put his son in jeopardy by leaving him exposed in a high crime area. You'd think, you know, the area surrounding a strip club would be nice and classy, no crime really, none of that stuff. I'm very surprised. The man was taken to the Marion County Jail where his wife picked him up and the child. Oh, what do you think his wife said? You were where?
Probably.
That's fun. Well, let's talk about the movie Carriers before we call it a night here. Have you, anyone in the chat, if you guys haven't seen that, we're probably going to ruin some stuff because there's some things about I wanted to talk about. But first of all, Carriers, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Good movie? I liked it. Very interesting premise. I mean, it's kind of like a zombie movie, but not really zombies. Like, the whole thing is, you know, you're going around and the world has been infected with this disease. But it doesn't turn people into zombies, really. It kind of rots you away until you can't move, really. And your body just deteriorates. It's kind of fucked up because it's not like, you know, once you get infected, you turn into this zombie that runs around and starts killing other people and trying to turn. But it's very easy to get infected. If you have the disease, your breath is very infectious.
Mm-hmm.
If you get breathed on, everyone's wearing masks and stuff, which was kind of funny to me that, like, there's this nasty-ass virus going around and they're using just normal flu masks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just normal. There's nothing special. Like, I'm expecting, like, full-on chemical warfare.
Gear.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the fucking hazmat suits, pretty much. But they're just rolling around with little masks, and they have, like, weird little faces drawn on them and shit.
Yeah.
But, so, what I'm thinking is, if you were in that situation, like, would you be okay? Would you survive it? And I came to the conclusion that if we were here, A-okay. No problems. Because, for one, what happens is these towns, they start dying out. They wait and they wait and they wait for help. They wait for a cure. Eventually, so many people get it. No one's working anymore. There's no more. You lose electricity. You lose, you know, all your utilities, basically. And then you starve to death, pretty much. Or eventually you get infected, or some looters come and try and steal all of your supplies, your gas, all that shit, you know? So, in a big city, chances of survival?
Not so good.
Not so hot. Up here? Fantastic.
Well, we have wells, not city water.
Right. So, first of all, your water. That's main. You go back to Maslow's base need, you know, of survival. You need water. You need food. Shelter, probably, also. In big cities, you're running off city water. Once, you know, the utilities shut down, there goes your water.
Oh, yeah.
Once the utilities shut down, there goes your power. There goes your food. So, your two main necessities, totally gone.
Yeah.
If you're up here, you can hunt.
Yep.
And people have wells. And we have...
Most houses have wood stoves in them, so you keep the shelter
exactly.
warm.
Exactly. Wood. 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 We have wood stoves. And, you know, the basic necessities can be taken here, assuming the animals don't get infected. It didn't really talk about that much.
No, I don't think they did, because when he shot the dog, he was like, it's animal blood, it's not infectious.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's true. But see, that I didn't get that, because the dog was chewing on someone that was infected.
That, like, I mean, we can get the flu, but a rabbit can't.
But I'm just saying, the dog had infected blood in its mouth from the human that it was chewing on. That's how I thought he would have gotten it. Because he shot it with a shotgun, and that blood got on him. Some of the human blood from what the dog was eating was there. Not the dog's blood, but the actual infected human blood.
I don't know. There are certain strains of viruses or whatever that animals can get, but it's not many that animals can get from humans because the genetic makeup for them are just not compatible at all. So, right. I mean, if a dog eats something that's infected, it might give them a fucking, like food poisoning. And they'll be sick for a little bit, but they won't have the disease.
Right. And animals have different bacteria in them and stuff like that. So that, you know, maybe different things happen. You don't know. So I think it depends where you're at. I think a lot of it, location, you know. If you're in a big city, you are fucked.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be A-okay up here if anything like that happens. And we're getting to the point in society, almost 7 billion people. If something like that gets out, it is going to spread so fast. You're not going to know what the fuck hit you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But up here, we're okay. There's not that huge of a densely populated area like there is in New York, where you have millions and millions of people.
Yeah, everybody in New York's dead.
Yeah, New York, LA, Miami, Dallas, all the main, you know, large
big
metropolitan
cities.
Areas, you guys are all fucked. So basically, if something like this were to happen, we will have secured a pretty decent size. I'm thinking first thing, Costco supplies.
Yeah.
Anybody at that point, the in the story, if you're infected, you're already dead. So whatever. You're not people anymore, even though they are, because it takes a while. It takes at least 3 weeks to a month and a half to 2 months before it really starts showing on you. So
No, it did not.
It takes a week and you start seeing those bruises, but
no, it didn't.
No,
The girl got blood on the girlfriend or whatever, and then like the next day she had bruises.
No,
on
but
her
that's
chest.
In movie time. That's not real time though. I think that had to have been at least a week later, because the guy with the little girl was like, "Is she bleeding from her ears yet?" And he's like, "No." And he's like, "Well, how long has she been infected?" He's like, "A little over a week." So I think the incubation time of it is a little longer than that, but. Yeah, I think it's weird because it comes down to the point where you have to start making decisions that this is my family, these are my friends. If they're infected, what do you do? Would you be able to shoot them like that? Would you be able to leave them behind, you know?
Your family?
Family or friends. Like the dude, I mean, we're totally ruining the story, but the dude in the movie like had to leave his girlfriend behind finally.
He had to jerk her out of the truck and
get out of the car.
Stay.
She's like, "No, don't do this." He's like, "Get out of the car. I told you not to fuck with the girl. Get out of the car. You got to do it though. It's survival."
Well, and the other dude had to shoot his own brother.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks.
So would you be able to do that if your brother or your dad or your mom got infected like that? Would you just leave them, or would you shoot them and put them down, or what?
Probably not with my mom, my dad, and my brother, but I could, you know.
Not your mom. Really? See, I thought you'd be like, my mom, yes, my dad, my brother, maybe not so quick.
Well, I mean, if they were to the point where they're like, just please shoot me and put me out of my misery, then yeah, sure, maybe. But if they're like begging me not to.
But if they're like take us with you and we're like, you're infected, no. Would you be pissed at me if I was like, let's go? If it's me and you and they're infected and they're like, let's go with, we're not that bad yet. And I'm like, no. You are not coming near us. Would you be pissed? Would you be able to deal with that?
I'd probably just shoot you.
Shoot me? I would shoot you first.
You'd be so annoying by that point, it wouldn't even be funny.
Do you think so?
You're so fucking finicky and like, about
shit. I would survive. I would be the last one left.
You'd be the first to die.
No fucking way. There's no fucking way, dude. I don't think so. You want to put it to the test? I put five on it.
Anyway, that wouldn't happen because we wouldn't be going anywhere. We would be going up to my parents' place that they live out in the middle of God's fucking nowhere.
Well, right, but I'm saying hypothetically, if we weren't going up there, if we were, gotta go to Costco first, get supplies.
Anyway, Dad,
gotta go to Sportsman to get ammo.
No, I don't
and
need
guns.
I got ammo. It's cool.
But enough? Like, how long could you sustain?
Dude.
You're going to run out eventually. Eventually, if there is no cure, you're going to run out eventually.
There's a lot. It's cool.
I don't know, dude.
There's enough for like fucking 200 deer a year, okay? Trust me. Anyway, yeah.
I guess it depends. If we're having to fight off people also that are like, you guys live on the top of this awesome fucking mountain. You have everything self-sustaining, solar power, wind power, all that shit. You guys are living just like everything's fine up here. People are going to try to get that. That's what they want. They want as much of a remnant of their old lifestyle back as they could possibly get. And we would have that up there. So
I think
you're going through bullets, dude.
I think Dad would probably shoot Mom if she got if she got sick.
Yeah.
Just as a courtesy.
Or like, oh my God, you look sick. You know? No, I feel just fine. What are you talking? That's awesome.
I don't think Dad could shoot me or my brother, and I don't think we could shoot him.
I don't think
him.
So either.
I don't think that could happen.
I don't know, though. I think if it came down to it, though, I would hope that they would have enough sense to know that we're just going to slow you down. You have to survive. You have to, you know, outlive this virus or whatever. You have to make it. So they wouldn't put you in the position to be like, please take us with you. That's what I would hope.
I don't think I'd be able to leave him.
Really?
Really.
I don't know, man. This might not work out so hot then.
You can just go die.
At that point, when that happens, it is survival of the fittest and every man for himself, basically. And you guys stick together in little groups, but the group can't get too big because then you're using too many resources than you that you can carry and stuff. So you got to, you know, you got to keep it down to like, I think 5 people max. I don't think you'd make it, dude. I'd be the last one alive. Could you imagine the whole planet to yourself?
You know that? You're a total idiot.
I love you too. Dyke. Red Fox says, are you guys going to break up over your zombie plan? It's not zombie plan, dude. It's a virus plan. It's like outbreak.
It's aggravating.
Watch the movie Carriers.
Having to kill my family, you know.
Well, I'm saying I would do it to my family. If it came down to it, you have to survive. You can't just lay down and be like, oh, we tried. You know, you got to do it.
I just have a weak spot from my dad, dude. I'm sorry, I couldn't do it.
I think, though, honestly, your dad is pretty smart and very resourceful. I think he would be okay. He would know enough not to.
But you're telling me the situation that we're driving somewhere and they're infected. What would you do?
Well, yeah, initially.
And I told you. We wouldn't have to do that because everything would be fine because they'd be up there.
Okay, well, we wouldn't have to do any of that because there is no fucking virus. So there.
Okay.
All right, well, moving on. Did you hear?
Fuck.
North Carolina. You know, this is how tough times are. When you can't get a hot dog and a drink for a dollar, you go to a hot dog stand, right? Like, hot dog and a soda. Here's my dollar. And the guy's like, uh-uh. It's $5. Like, fuck that. But you're hungry and you need it. So rather than pay the money, you go and get in your car and you plow through the hot dog stand, right?
Nice.
I would maybe go find another hot dog stand. I don't know. But North Carolina, that's how they do things when times are tough. Police said North Carolina man rammed his car into a hot dog stand when the vendor refused to sell him a hot dog and a drink for a dollar. Holla. 23-year-old David Kelbaugh of Rollsville was charged Wednesday with assault with a deadly weapon, the vehicle. Or is he talking about the hot dog vendor? Assault with a deadly weapon, the hot dog. Those things are gross. You know what's in that shit?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Lips and assholes is what I hear is in hot dogs. Lips and assholes. Eat up.
No.
hit and run, driving while intoxicated and injury to property. Police said Kelbaugh was drinking at a bar in Cary early Wednesday when he left to order food at the hot dog stand. Kelbaugh asked for a hot dog and a drink for $1, and the vendor told him, that is not enough money, my friend. Kelbaugh then yelled at the vendor, got in his car, and rammed the hot dog stand not once, but twice, El Doce times with the fucking car. Is there a hot dog stand left after you hit it once with the car? Like, I'm picturing the little cart thing with the umbrella on it, right? Like, one time with the car and it's done. There's no hot dog stand left. What are you running over the second time?
Hot dogs.
The guy. Yeah. The vendor was treated for back injuries. His name not released. Kelbaugh fled and was later arrested. He's been released on $6,000 bond. And then the last one tonight before we call it an evening. Again, times are tough. How tough? Jackson, Michigan. Michigan is fucking hating life right now. You have nothing. Detroit had car factories. Now, okay. Nothing. People are... I was listening to Yeah Dude the other day, and they were saying something about what's the big Coliseum thing in Detroit where the Pistons played at, the
Not
basketball
team,
and the Tigers played at or whatever?
Nope.
Well, anyway, there's a big Coliseum there, a big stadium, and when they built it back in the 70s, it cost something like $22 million or something to build. They just sold it for like less than $600,000.
That sucks.
Because for $22 million, even in the 70s, dude, it's a big fucking stadium and all the land and the parking and all that, like a very large area. Guess who bought it?
Who?
Fucking Canadians.
Of course.
I know, right? They're like, hey, our money's finally worth something. Fucking right on. So yeah, Michigan not doing so hot. Jackson police are working to crack a case of, are you ready for this? Are you ready? Foul play. Ah, because someone broke into a house and stole a turkey. How pissed are you? Like, you guys are cooking a turkey. That's hard work, right? First of all.
Not really.
I mean, a big family turkey, like a big turkey, that's a lot of work, dude.
Not really.
Isn't it? No?
No.
To stuff it and gut it and all that? No?
Well, I mean, wait. Well,
I don't know. It always seems
it and gutting it.
Well, not like pain. Yeah, kill it, chasing it, catching it, cutting its head off.
Talking about, but even a turkey.
Yeah, even a store bought turkey.
No,
some
store bought turkey. All you gotta do is reach inside of it and get the bag of.
That's gross.
Well, dude, when they gut it, they leave the neck, the liver, giblets, and I think that's about it. And they just put that in a bag inside the turkey. For you, so you can make gravy and shit out of it, which I do every year. So
yeah.
Amazing. And that's all that's inside of it. And then when you stuff it, all you have to do is just put your stuffing in there.
But you got to make all that stuff initially, right?
I mean, it doesn't take 15, 20 minutes to make stuffing.
If we're talking Michigan, this is probably all store-bought stuff. So, okay.
Right. And then all you got to do is just put the seasonings you want on your turkey and baste it a little bit, throw it in the oven. And then every couple hours you baste it again. And then it's done within, depending on how many pounds it is. I mean, it takes a couple hours to cook, but it's not a big deal to cook a fucking turkey.
Okay. But if
some dude
broke into your house and stole the turkey that you spent all day messing with, you'd be pretty pissed. I would be pissed. Mm. Like, it was my turkey, dude. They're searching for a man who broke into an apartment at 11 p.m. Tuesday and stole a family's holiday turkey. Police said the Jackson citizen patriot, the suspect, ran into the kitchen and stole the turkey right out the freezer. Oh, they weren't even cooking it. He just broke it and stole it out the freezer. He said the 6 foot, 300-pound bald man fled with turkey in hand.
Nice.
Times are tough. We have to steal other people's turkeys just so we have something to eat on Thanksgiving, dude. Police said a woman and two children were at home at the time, but no one was injured. The woman told authorities that she knew the man. That sucks. Like, mommy, why is Fred going through our freezer? Why is Fred running away with our turkey? I'd be pissed. All right,
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
You got anything?
I wonder if it was like a 32-pound butterball.
I know, but, well, it said he was, you know, 6 feet tall, 300-pound dude. He can carry a butterball, I think. Pretty big butterball turkey.
I can understand if it was like a 32-pound butterball. Those things are fucking
but
delicious.
But can you understand that we are in such dire times that this is what people have to resort to now?
Yeah, I'm in such dire times, I got excited about a $75 paycheck. Okay?
I know! See? That kind of shit. This is fucked up, dude. We're like 3 steps away from fucking zombie apocalypse time. Not happy.
Everybody in the chat is totally loving the cat because, like, she's just chilling.
What the fuck?
Stone cold chilling. They're like, we love the kitty co-host. She is loving the shit out of that couch.
Best co-host ever.
Right.
All
right.
Well, you got anything else before we call it a night? Guess what I'm about to go do?
Babysit because you're a fag.
I'm going to go babysit because
don't you bring any of that shit back. If you even smell like an infant when you get back, I will
not,
lock
not,
yourself.
No.
I'll
not,
lock your ass outside.
They're not babies. They're
I
like,
don't give a fuck. Babies have a kids have a smell. You bring that smell here.
It's called shit.
No, I don't even know. Dude, sometimes they just smell like, and I play with Legos that I've peed on.
This is, no, all right, now you're making me not even want to do it.
Well, they're kids. Don't do it.
Well, I feel bad for my friend because his girlfriend's brother has ditched out on them three separate times. He gave her brother a bunch of weed to be like, you're going to come babysit, you know, so we can go out. And three times now, he's ditched out on them. And I know what it's like because I've dated chicks with kids. And it sucks when you're planning on going out, finally, just the two of you, and your babysitter fucking ditches out. So I'm like, I'll fucking watch them, dude. They're twins. They're two boys. They're fucking chill. I've met them before
like,
and
how
shit.
How old
they're
are
fine.
They?
Like, they're in daycare. They're not old enough to go to school yet.
So, like, three or four?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, they have a distinct smell.
I think they're four.
Keep that there.
But they're in bed. All I have to do is go there and just chill on the couch and, you know, just hang out, pretty much.
Like, toddlers, they have a tendency to wake up and go...
I'll lock the fucking door. I'll lock the fucking door.
I'm a thirsty.
That's fine.
Where's my mommy?
I'll put headphones on. I don't give a fuck.
Read me a story.
Have you ever heard of noise-canceling headphones? Greatest invention ever.
You ever heard of not babysitting?
I felt bad for him, and he helps me out a lot at work, so I was like, I'll fucking do it, dude. I don't give a shit.
Well, I felt bad for my friend, and I wanted to help her.
Yeah, well, cheating on your fucking probation is a little different than fucking babysitting kids, okay? If you want to get down to brass tacks. Fuck. A little different. I'm not having the possibility of going to jail.
Neither am I.
Doing what I'm doing. I mean, hopefully. Totally kidding. So, you ready to get out here?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you guys. We will be having a show Friday, right? No rest for the wicked. We don't.
If I don't leave your ass.
We don't take breaks for a woman.
Yeah, she's like the only chick friend I have.
No, I wasn't
dude.
Talking about her. I was talking about the chick at work that hit
no,
on
me. No, I would not leave you for her, but...
Oh, right.
Ashley is like my best friend.
I know.
And you need to not be a douche about it, okay?
I'm not. I'm just... Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the Wednesday Night Show. As usual, thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. You can email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thank you guys so much for the donations. Keep them coming, thejamhole.com/donate. We still have some shirts and Jamhole Church stickers left at thejamhole.com/store. If you haven't already, the surgery documentary is up at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/Vimeo. You can watch it there. You can watch it at keithcourage.com. Huge thanks to Keith McNally for editing that once again. We really appreciate it. It was awesome. What else? Is that about it? Facebooks,
about
Twitters,
it.
MySpaces, all that good stuff.
Yep.
All right. We will talk to you guys Friday. Have a good Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, you fat fuckers. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.